Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A fourth candidate is now officially in the race to become mayor of Boston. State Representative John Santiago announced his candidacy this morning in a video that focused on his work as an emergency room doctor at Boston Medical Center.
I've come to learn that my patients are a reflection of Boston. Their stories speak to our greatest challenges: disparities in health and wealth, rising rents, struggling schools.
I've spent my life in service tackling these very issues. I'm running for mayor to lead Boston through this crisis, to recovery rooted in equity and opportunity.
Santiago joins a field that includes three city councilors, Michelle Wu, Andrea Campbell, and Anissa Asaibi-George. He joins us now. Representative Santiago, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So your announcement, your campaign announcement, focused on your work as a doctor. As mayor, how do you think you would help the city out of the pandemic from a public health standpoint?
I've been someone who's committed his life to public service, and that includes being on the front lines as an ER doctor, because I believe this race right now will be likely the most consequential race in our city's history. And so, you know, I'm running for mayor of Boston to bring back this city stronger than before and to really lead the city through the crisis into a recovery rooted in equity and opportunity. And that's primarily because I think this moment in the city at this time really transcends politics. And I think it's going to require a leader who is a public servant and ready to tackle the crisis. And as I've said, you know, I've done that as a Peace Corps volunteer, as a captain in the Army, and now on the front lines in the emergency room.
You've talked about in your announcement facing the disparities in health and wealth in Boston. Briefly, how would you address those? What are some of the big proposals you would like to see go forward if you were elected?
I think many of us would argue that these inequities in housing and transportation in education, they have existed long before COVID-19 was here. And what COVID-19 has done is essentially taken the lid off these inequities. It's exposed them and it's exacerbated them. And so over the course of the next coming weeks, next couple months, we're going to be putting together a bold policy plan, taking into account what those closest to the issues have to say. And so I'm excited about bringing that to the public and tackling those issues.
Mm-hmm. And is there something that you think would be a real a specific proposal that would be a real priority of yours to address some of those disparities?
Well, I think right now, being ex-mayor of Boston, something that I would do is really focus on the acute crisis that is COVID-19 right now. And that means getting folks tested and vaccinated. That means bringing our students back to school and beginning a plan to revitalize our economy, particularly our small businesses.
How do you distinguish yourself from the other three candidates who've already declared?
You know, I have tremendous respect for the current candidates in the race. I mean, they're friends of mine. They love their city. But I bring a different set of experiences and perspectives to this race. You know, as a Latino man who spent time growing up in the city, as someone really who's given his life to public service, I'm bringing those skills and those experiences that taught me so much about leading teams, you know, crisis leadership. And that's what I'm bringing to this race. I'm looking forward to, taking that message across the whole city to each and every neighborhood and to bring folks together. And I'm excited about it. And the feedback that I've been getting across the whole city is quite encouraging. And I'm looking forward to the next 7 months.
State Representative and Boston mayoral candidate John Santiago, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thanks, Evan.